page 22. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all.
If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, we are sinful by nature and have sinned against You in our thoughts, words, and actions. But we are sorry for our transgressions and pray You of Your bountiful mercy to be gracious and merciful unto us. Forgive us for Jesus' sake, renew us by Your Spirit, and lead us in the way everlasting. Amen. Jesus Christ is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. We are forgiven. With boldness and confidence, we may approach the throne to find grace to help in time of need. In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Excuse me. Our first scripture reading comes from Psalm 91. Beginning with the first verse. Let him who lives in the shelter of the Most High and stays in the shadow of the Almighty say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God whom I trust. He is the one who will rescue you from the snare and from the deadly plague. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His arm is a shield and armor. You need not be afraid of anything dreadful at night, an arrow flying during the day, the pestilence moving in the dark, or the plague ravaging at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right, but it will not come near you. You will only watch it with your eyes and see how the wicked are paid back. If you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, the Most High, your home, He will not let any harm come to you or disaster come near your home, because He orders His angels to be with you and protect you everywhere you go. They will carry you in their hands and not let you stub your foot against a stone. Our second reading comes from the first book of Timothy, the first letter of Paul to Timothy, beginning at the chapter 2, beginning at the first verse. I urge you, as most important of all, to ask, pray, plead, and give thanks for all people, for kings and all who are over us, that we may live quietly and peacefully and be godly and noble in every way. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to know the truth. There is one God and one who brings God and men together, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave Himself as a ransom to free all people. And this was announced at the right times. A third reading is from Psalm 65, beginning with verse 9. David here is speaking and talking to the Lord. You visit the earth and water it, making it fruitful with showers. You fill God's rivers with water and grow grain for them. For that you prepare the ground, water its furrows, soften its clods, and dissolve it with showers, and bless what grows on it. You crown the year with your bounty. From your tracks the abundance drips. Dripping on the meadows in the desert, the hills are wreathed with joy. Pastures are clothed with flocks, and valleys wrapped in grain. They shout to one another. Yes, they sing. Regardless of where we are, we have confession that keeps us together, regardless of how far apart we are, and we'll join in the Apostles' Creed, page 23. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our next hymn is hymn 793. 793. And join in the Lord's Prayer using the second column on page 24. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Any announcement? Thank you. Have a good day.